Grown up here, and I am British.
If the 23 mosques that participated in Visit My Mosque Day were just a small fraction of Britain's 1,700 places of Muslim worship, the organizers consider that a start. The Muslim Council of Britain says it hopes to make this an annual event with, hopefully, ever greater participation. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
The 26th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is sure to attract a crowd. We have Sue Martin presenting a keynote address on commodities. All of our on-air analysts will forecast corn and soybean futures, cash grain, and answer whatever else is on your mind. And Murray Wise will give us the lowdown on land values. Cost for the March 10th meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Get your tickets today by calling 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, March wheat, 561 and a quarter, down a half. May is 563 and a half, down one and a half. Soft March wheat, 527 and a quarter, up a quarter. May, 528 and a half, down a half. March corn, 389 and three quarters, up four. May, 397 and three quarters, up three and three quarters. July, 405 and a quarter, up three and three quarters. And December, 419 and three quarters, up three. March soybeans, 979, up five and a half. July, 991 and a quarter, up five and three quarters. November, 963 and three quarters, up three and three quarters. March soybean meal, $331.40, up $2. Now it's up $1.90. March soybean oil, $31.89, up 7 cents. February live cattle, $157.52 and a half, up $1.45. March feeders, $203.02 and a half, up $3.57 and a half. And February lean hogs, $62.62 and a half, down $1.25. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the day before the day of the February WASD release, a little bit of a follow-through on the rally we saw last week.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Corn's hanging in there, wheat's hanging in there, you know, the beans, sold off and just been sort of sideways here for the last 2 weeks. I don't know if it shed a whole new light on anything. I think they want to run her up one day and run her down the next day. Tomorrow's report, I expect we'll give the market a little direction, but I don't foresee any big surprises, per se, on it. I think from here on out, we're going to watch South America, see how fast those beans get on those ships to Asia, and then we'll also monitor, February outlook meeting in Washington, and the big one will be, of course, the March 31st planning intentions report. So there's several things longer term, but short term in here. We'll see if tomorrow's report shakes the bull or the bear up or not.
Well, and then if you go by what the trade is thinking, it's more likely not, with maybe the most likely and anticipated number to see if there are small tweaks to South American production?
Yeah, record production in Southern Hemisphere, early yields are strong. January Brazilian number was 95.5, but some of the bulls were quick to point out, well, there's some dry pockets. It's not any better than 92.5, which is at the low end, but you shave off 3 million metric tons, still record bean production worldwide. Argentina, 55 million metric tons. There's ideas that maybe should be a little higher. We can move that South American crop around 3-4 5 million metric tons if you want. I don't know if it's really going to make a whole lot of difference because it signals we've got ample supplies as long as, you know, we get those beans out of the southern hemisphere into the world export channels.
Meanwhile, the first week of February is behind us, so we're a quarter way through setting the insurance rate prices for harvest corn and beans next year. If you have about 80% coverage, we're looking about 330 corn, 766 soybeans, take off 30 to 40 on the cash side, which is not unreasonable. What are the farmers thinking about and as we go toward that end of the month planning report?
Well, I'd be thinking about Valentine's Day first. That's probably a little bit more near term here as we go in through the week. But secondly, when they look at the numbers they're being dealt with, it's going to be tight. It's going to be real tight. So I think it sort of sends a signal that, well, I need to do a little marketing here to sort of enhance my bottom line. And there's quite a few strategies out there to help enhance your bottom line as we move forward and through here. I don't know, the last thing you want to do is have the mindset that in order to go higher we have to have smaller supply. Well, shoot, if that's the case, that's going to even make things worse. So, there's quite a few things going through the farmer's mind. Still debating on whether or not, more beans versus corn, too. So, we'll see where the guaranteed price is here through the month of February. Then we'll kind of see, what this spring weather's dealt to us here as we get more into March.
If you saw 750 October in October of this year for futures, could we then maybe begin to think about a recovery on ideas that South America is not going to plant as much soybean?
Well, South America next year is a long ways away. That's the thing is that when you start seeing ample supplies, the best cure for low prices is low prices. It could dig into the southern hemisphere's production. When you play with the numbers, and you can go to our website, batescom.net, and get a long-term balance sheet on there. When you take a 410 carryout or a 380 carryout in the next year, mm-hmm. couple that with more acres and increased demand, you've got a burdensome number next year, and that's why everybody's looking at smaller numbers. But what you got to do is, this year we'll have more bean acres. You have to lose about 10 million bean acres for 2016-17 on out. You're going to have to lose 10 million acres. And so you're going to see people sort of, do the shift the other way as we go into, even the 16 production. So that's the function of the market. We're going to see some wild swings here. It's going to still create opportunity to be long corn and short beans for some time to come.
Last week we heard from CME Group their intentions to close most open outcry pits as of July 2nd of this year. When that happens, will the world largely notice or not?
I don't think so. We've been looking at most of the volume on futures, that is, electronic. They're still going to have the options going, and they're going to move that to the financial room, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, on the options, is they have not really been able to perfect, the three-way spread activity. And there's still going to remain quite a bit of volume in options, an open outcry, due to that. So it's sad to see, but it was coming. Everybody knew it was going to happen. It's just, it's just when. And it's in July now.
It's in July. It's coming. You can put away your striped coat.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, the whole exchange is more profit-orientated. The frustrating thing about it is that there's a group out there who is allowed to trade the black box computer. When you look at tomorrow, you'll see the market move even before we see the numbers on the screen, and that kind of puts some people at a disadvantage.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. March corn is trading 3.89¾, up 4. July, 4.05, up 3.5. December, 4.19¼, up 2.5. March beans, 9.78¾, up 5.25. July, 9.90, up 4.5. November, 9.63¾, up 3.75. March soybean meal, 3.31.20, up 1.80. March soybean oil, 31.86, up 4 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.